thank you for calling Winthrop Tucci River Electric's corporate office. To ensure quality customer service, your call may be recorded. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now.
Yeah, about a pole that was knocked down a few months back.
Okay, and what's the address?
12520 US 19 North.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Matthew Water.
Last name is Water?
Yeah.
First name, I'm sorry?
Matthew.
Matthew, okay.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm just trying to find out what time you guys, do you know if there's a way to find out what time you guys were notified that it was knocked down? Because it was knocked, this happened December 28th. I don't even know if I told you that already. December
28th. Okay. And what, it was knocked down, so who's responsible for that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now, because do you know what time you guys were actually notified that it was knocked down?
Let me check one out.
All right.
In the event of a power outage, follow these steps. Confirm the outage by checking your fuses and or breakers. Check to see if a neighbor's power is off. And finally, call your electric cooperative. Remember to protect your appliances and electronic equipment by turning them off. They include items such as stoves, air conditioners, water pumps, space heaters, computers, TVs, microwave ovens, and the like. You may turn these items on one at a time once power is resumed. And if you are going to be using a standby generator, be sure it's installed and wired properly. People and result in tens of thousands of injuries every year. Overloaded outlets, misused and faulty cords and electrical devices are the leading causes of home electrical fires. Create a safer environment by making sure your home is free from electrical hazards. Ask for more information on electrical safety when we return to the line.
You don't have anything for December 28th right around Walmart's area? It's right around the new Walmart, Beacon Woods area on 19th?
Well, I'm looking up the address and it's not coming up.
And do you know why that would be? Because I just called and it was coming up and now I can't talk to the lady. So you guys are altering stuff. That's what's happening. Yeah.
We're altering? What was that?
You're altering the CAD. So that's weird because it should be in the report. I just talked to a lady. Carol, I talked to.
Yes,
Carol Molnar, the district service coordinator.
Okay, one moment, just so you'll need to speak with them. And your name? Oh, I'm sorry.
Matthew Warder.
All right, one moment.
Let you know something, just in case you don't know this. So I don't want you to lie to me. If I get an altered times about this, because I'm already suing, I'm letting you know, they're already trying to hide a crime that they committed, not me. They committed altering, they altered all these documents, and you already gave me the time I need, 348. The FHP, the fire rescue, they're all fabricating documents. Well, I already got them all, and I'm going to sue anyone that alters anything else that I get. And they don't know this, so I wouldn't alter, I'm not threatening you. I'm just letting you know, they're covering up the crime they committed. And that's why I'm trying to get all this information, because everyone involved is lying, and they don't know I already got the CAD reports on tape recording. So all these people are offering these reports, they're all going to get sued. Any name I have involved, they're all going to be sued, and they don't know this. That's what I'm letting you know. And I was wondering if you can tell me what time they notified Withlacoochee River Electric Company, like the FHP or the 911 calls, because they're altering every document, and I got them all.
Well, we would have been the last ones to get contacted.
But do you have the time that you were actually notified? Not the time that you guys went out there at 3:48, but the actual time you were notified. Because they're making everything up. They don't know I had a broken jaw. They're saying I'm talking. No one knows this. Well, they do know, because they're going through my hospital records, violating HIPAA rules, whatever, with the hospital. But they're all saying all the stuff that I was drinking. I had a .243 alcohol level. They're saying all this crap about me, and they don't know. They're all busted already. And that's why, like, yesterday I got the CAD report from Pasco County. I already have the original. And the guy's on the phone. I said, you're already lying to me, and I proved it, and he just shut his mouth up. But I don't want to talk no more, because anyone who's involved in this, I'm going to screw the living crap out of. And that's why I want to know what you're doing, the time Withlacoochee Electric was actually notified by the Pasco Fire Rescue or the FHP or whoever they were notified, and what time that was. And this is why I'm not paying anything, because they lied about everything. And this FHP is screwed already. Now anyone that inhibits me from anything else, like fire rescue, I'm going to sue them too. And even the hospital's fabricating documents. And they all don't know what's coming to them, but I've recorded everything I said to anybody.
Well, I've already given you everything I have.
But you gave me the time they arrived. I was actually the time you guys were notified.
It's our outage start time, and that's all I can give you.
Oh, so you're already going to help them out. You already called FHP already.
Well, that's all I can give you.
That you don't know what time they're contacted?
Well, usually it's right around that same time.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's all I need to say. Yeah, but listen, I'm seriously, I don't want you, like, if I ever ask for a document, I'm letting you know, give me the originals, because this is all going to be subpoenaed later, and I already have everything recorded.
Well, if we have a subpoena. Virginia, and we...
No, I'm not. I'm just, like, warning you, like, you know, because if you guys already lied to me, because I already got the information you gave me. So if they lie to me, I'm just going to sue just for the hell of it, because call it conspiracy to maliciously prosecute me. And that's what the charge is going to be when I sue. So I'm just letting you know, I'm not threatening you, I'm letting you know because you've been helpful with me, but they're all just lying to me, and I've got them all already. So, all right, that's useful information. Thank you very much. Could you actually send it to me or no? You're not going to, don't even bother doing it or what? Are you allowed to send that to me or? Hello?